listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey. And when I say I have somebody special in the studio today, I actually mean it. No, I always mean it, but I mean it because it's my daughter, Julia Ramsey. Welcome, Julia.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Mom.
Mom.
So tell us why you're here, what you're going to talk about.
Well, I have my second treatment for Miradry. I got the first over the summer, and then this is the second for working on reducing sweat and odor from armpits, whether it's stress-related, physically related, or all the above.
And Miradry, for everybody in the audience, it is a procedure that's permanent that helps reduce sweat and odor in your armpits. And so really, it's for people who might have hyperhidrosis, which is a condition where your glands are very active and you sweat a lot. But it's also a procedure, and why Julia had it, it can be a lifestyle procedure.
Yeah. I have stress sweat pretty bad, and there's deodorants to combat that or what have you. But it's really alleviating the stress of having to worry about it. After having a long day or presentations or interviews or big meeting at work, you're going to hang out with friends after. You just don't have to worry as much about, do I have something in the car to change into? Did I bring deodorant with me? You feel confident just because there's less moisture there. Mm-hmm. So that, I've seen a huge difference just in the last couple months.
And did you also notice a difference in that kind of stress response of the sweat? Like if you're stressed and you sweat and you smell maybe more or stronger, did that decrease also?
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's also one of the huge benefits of it. I just felt like I was less sticky and less, you know, I wasn't worried about how my arms were positioned. You're out in a social setting, you're worried like, oh, if I lift my arm too high, maybe someone's going to get a whiff. There was none of that. So in terms of the lifestyle parts of it, you really are just getting to not have to worry anymore, or you're worrying a lot less and you feel a lot more prepared for, I have a long day and I'm not concerned about how it'll go.
So today, after our interview today, you're going to go have your second treatment. And for most people, two is what it's going to be. But the great part about it is that it permanently destroys those sweat and odor glands. They're just gone. And so some people will say, don't you need them? You know, your body has to have a way to sweat. And they say you have between 2 and 4 million sweat glands in your body. So what'll happen is when the Miradry kind of, you know, obliterates, let's say, those sweat and odor glands in your armpits, you still have them all over your body. You still can sweat. Nothing bad's going to happen. And really what's happening is your brain will send a signal to your armpits to sweat, and there's just nothing there to receive the signal. So it's a safe procedure. And so tell me about kind of how it felt when you were having it done.
Yeah. So the whole process was fabulous. And anything in La Jolla Cosmetic, I've always felt safe and comfortable being here. And I'm always interested in the sciencey part of things. So Anne, who was facilitating the procedure, she was always willing to answer questions I had, which was so nice. That's just a side note. But they use a local anesthetic. So when they did the procedure, I didn't feel anything. The only thing I felt was a little bit of poking, kind of like little pokes and prods here and there as they injected the local. But even that was minimally invasive. You don't feel much. And then they're able to kind of do a suction to pull things out from this area. And the whole procedure, all in all, doing both armpits was under an hour. So it was super quick. You're able to just hop back in the car. There's no concerns because it was just a local. So I felt like I didn't even lose my day. I was kind of preparing for, okay, well, after this, I might have to go home and rest or relax, stay inside. Oh, we were on the move all day afterwards. A little bit of swelling the next morning, which I think is standard for any sort of procedure like this. But yeah, very simple and very easy.
So when they do the local stays in your body for, I don't know, a couple hours. So you're numb.
Yeah.
But then when that starts to wear off, what did it feel like? Do you remember?
I really don't remember too much discomfort. I think it was a little bit tender in these areas because there's a little bit more that you're working with. So they gave me a whole little to-go bag, a kit of all these things I might need, some wipes, and I think I was over-prepared for any sort of discomfort after the fact. So swelling was probably the worst the day after, which again is totally expected knowing how the body reacts to certain things. And I loved the ice packs they had. I actually hope I get more today because they're reusable. And I don't know who you guys use, but they were awesome. So perfect size too. Yay. It was easy. It was nice.
That's good. So how old are you, Julia? I know, but I'm going to let you tell the audience. You're 22.
Oh, the audience, I'm 22.
Yeah. And
barreling towards 23.
Oh, really? Hurtling you through space towards 23. No.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's cool, and I think for you, when you're having a procedure like this that's permanent, you have the whole rest of your life to enjoy it, which, you know, if you get mirror dry in your 50s, that's great. You still have a long time to enjoy it. But I was thinking kind of about, you know, graduating from college, going to job interviews, kind of the stress of that launching into life and having something like this that, like you said, takes the stress out of certain things during your day if you know that you're not going to smell or you're not going to have extra stickiness. And
And that's the last thing you want to worry about when you're, you know, trying to prepare for something big, no matter where you are. So yeah, and I talked to all my friends and it's pretty common once you start talking to people about it. I said, oh yeah, I had this procedure done. Here's why. And I, so many of my friends are like, oh, I completely get that. Or I've worried about this too. Or I have a kit in my car for just in case I feel like I need to change or throw on new deodorant or wipe myself down. And I was like, I had no idea how common it was, especially in young females too. I don't know if we're necessarily the demographic where you think mirror dry, you think, you know, maybe men who have hypohidrosis or older women. I don't know what you would think, but yeah, so it is really common.
I can't tell you how many times I would leave the house to go to work and forget to put the deodorant on or antiperspirant on. And you're like, oh God, now I got to go to the grocery store. Now I got to go pick something up.
Yeah. And then your whole day, you're all frazzled. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, that's nice. But yeah, that's true. I think to me, it's a procedure that's great because, like I said, everybody has armpits. Everybody has this issue, whether it's an extreme issue or not, everybody has it to some degree. And so it's one of our top procedures. And we started doing it in 2017. We're one of the top practices in the country doing mirror dry. And it's amazing how many people haven't heard of it. For people who have hyperhidrosis, you guys can listen to Amy did a podcast for us on the procedure itself and how it works and who's a candidate.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we'll have that in the show notes. But so your first treatment was in the summer. Now we're in December. Okay. So now do you remember kind of your first impressions when you talked to, so Anne Bridgewater is your technician, I guess we'll call it your mirror dry technician, your provider. And so what were your kind of your first impressions of that when you met her and the process of being a patient, not just being Monique's daughter?
Well, I was going to say, I've been here a lot. So I've been in the back. I know everyone, I know all the staff for now all these years, but being on the patient side, it does change your perspective a little bit. And it's exciting to see kind of the care that surrounds La Jolla Cosmetic. And of course, you know that because we've been involved with the company for so long, but you walk in, you're greeted, there's smiles, you feel comfortable. And I think that's really big because this is kind of scary. Like, okay, well, I don't really know how a local anesthetic works. I don't really know what this is going to be, how long it'll take. So all of that is immediately, you're like, okay, it's like a little sigh of relief when you walk in. And Anne is so technically knowledgeable and she's so hospitable too. It's like she's welcoming you into her home when you go into her room, in the room we've worked in. So that was fabulous. And I remember we threw on some Netflix. I had all these blankets, people gave me water. I felt like I was having a spa day, can be completely honest. And then again, on the way out, you're given all of these sheets. If you have any questions, you're given people's phone numbers in the office, extensions for if you have any questions, let us know. We're here to help. So the cushion that you have on both sides is fabulous. And then it makes the procedure that much easier. So if anyone hasn't worked with Anne, I highly recommend it because she's fabulous.
She just came back from maternity. She had a little boy. Oh my gosh.
I was like, thank goodness she's back. Cause I was like, I got to plan this out. Like I've had such a good experience.
It was actually really funny because you came in, you had your first mirror dry and then a couple weeks later she went out on maternity and now she's back. So it's perfect timing. Have you ever done any other laser or energy treatments?
I haven't. No. So again, that's also part of it. It feels like a really steep learning curve because I didn't really know what I was getting myself into.
So now if you look for people's mirror dry treatment photos online, which it's kind of hard. It's like, what do you see? You know, the before and the after. It's it's a reaction versus a visual, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, you had a lot of decreased hair. And so it's kind of like a 3-in-1 treatment, even though we're talking about sweat and odor. Your hair follicles also, the machine is colorblind, which means that a person with any color skin can have this safely. And the side benefit is you have a lot less hair. So you might not ever have to shave again or just shave. You have like little spots of hairs that will grow out.
Mm-hmm. But really, there's little spots.
It's funny. And so if you guys look online, you might see some photos where the patient's armpits almost look dark. And that's because there's like a iodine starch test. But if you're trying to prove to somebody it works, they can put this special iodine. And when you start to sweat, it will turn it a different color. So you can see where the follicles are that have the sweat glands, and it will cause a reaction in you. So if anybody's looking online and you see that and you think, what is that weird? What's happening? It's a test. It's this starch test, and it shows the practitioner where to look. And then did you need any pain meds they didn't give you anything in the chair, right? Because you drove yourself.
Nope, nothing in the chair. I drove myself, but they did have some Tylenol, Advil things in my to-go bag. So I had anything I needed if I didn't have things at home, which was nice. And I think to your point about the photos, that's kind of the beauty of this, is that there is no before and after. You can't see it. Nothing looks different. It's the same. And that's super nice. So I was like, I hope if people look at photos, they'll pretty much see the same thing, unless of course they're doing one of those tests like that. There's no limited mobility. You don't feel like you're giving anything up by doing it. It's almost just like this free little gift where it's like, awesome, I don't have to worry about this. But I'm not giving anything up in return physically or mentally, which is great.
So what would you tell someone who is thinking about having MiraDry?
I would highly recommend it. I think it's one of those things where you're like so grateful right after when you have it, because you're like, awesome, like this is so nice. And then it just becomes like your way of life. Like, I just don't worry about those things anymore. And I almost forget that I had it, because again, it's just so flawless. It's so seamless. It's just integrated perfectly into your body. And all of it works in a way where you really just don't have to worry anymore and think anymore. And if you think about how many times you've just been out socially and you're thinking about it, you can't even enjoy the present moment you're in, because you're like, okay, well, everyone's close together. And I feel like, what if people think I'm smelling, or I think they're smelling, or, you know, like there's these things matter. Yeah. So you don't, it's alleviating concern. And if you can do it, I would recommend it.
Do you remember after your first treatment, like how long it took to see the difference? Did it take a few days or weeks, or do you remember?
All the swelling was gone after the first week. So after that point, I felt like I was kind of seeing it and feeling it on a level playing field. And then pretty much it's immediate. There is no like time period where you're waiting for something to start working. It's just there. Uh-huh. So that was super nice. So I'm really curious for the second treatment to see like, okay, after that first week is done, what's it going to be like now that I have two? And I'm interested to see what that second treatment does, because the first was so effective. And I think there's ways where you seeing like what'll happen. Yeah.
Was there anything surprising you after treatment that you weren't expecting?
I don't know about any surprise. Going into it, everything felt great. I knew what I should be feeling after the fact. And then it was almost just my expectations were met. I had a high hope for this procedure. And then after a week, it was like, okay, cool. Like, that's exactly what they said it would do. So, which is nice. And especially in something like plastics or aesthetic medicine, I hope you don't really want those surprises. So
right. This
is a really, as you were mentioning, it's a safe, it's a consistent procedure, and you don't have to worry. It was just kind of having this curiosity more of any surprises. It's like, oh, like, let's see how this goes. Let's see how this works.
I think you bringing up the fact that the more you talked about it, the more you found out your friends and other people have the exact same concern. Yeah. You know, I appreciate you letting me have you on the podcast to talk about it. Just because, I think the more that you can let people know that this is available, you know, it just might take a worry out of their life. And for everybody in the audience, we do have financing. If you look on our financing page, you can do like a pre-approval in minutes. I mean, it's a very fast process, and it makes something like this affordable. And then you're just not having to ever think about it again. So anyway, well, I hope you have a fun treatment today.
Thank you.
Get those armpits all warmed up.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my inner economics major coming out, but cost over time of having to throw away shirts from sweat stains, having to throw away shirts from odor too, even if you can't see the stains. That is happening all the time. Or having to pay more for the clinical strength deodorant. You have to buy into that marketing. Now you don't. And it is an investment, but it's an investment that's going to pay off for you in its own time. These other benefits that you don't even think about as much.
That's a really good point. We have one of the people who refers us a lot of Mira Dry patients is a dry cleaner. There's a dry cleaner in Pacific Beach. And they, because a lot of men, especially, or women too, but for men, if they're wearing, you know, business people and they have white shirts, and those white shirts, the pits kind of get yellow over time, and they're having to like constantly dry clean, constantly reinvest in new shirts. And so that was a good point that you brought up. It made me think about kind of the side benefits that you don't really realize.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Julia. So for everybody in the audience, check our show notes. We'll have links to information on Mira Dry, how to schedule a consultation, whether you want to see Anne Bridgewater, who's Julia is about to go down the hall and see in a few minutes, or any of our other providers who do Mira Dry. All of them do Mira Dry. And we've been doing it now over 7 years, and it's one of our most popular procedures. And just people love it. We have a link in the show notes to the reviews, because the satisfaction rate for Mira Dry is like off the charts. It's almost 100%.
You know, and I mean, it's hard not to be.
98%-something people like love it. So it's one of those things that I always feel really comfortable recommending to people, just because I know it works and I know you're going to be happy. So thanks again, Julia, and for telling your story and being
honest
and transparent about this. And I will see you later when you get home from your treatment. I'll have your ice packs ready.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Julia.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.